Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Micaiah Kelly, and it is my pleasure to read God's Word with you. I've been on staff for a year and a half, and my husband and I are about to move to Redmont Gardens, and we're very excited to live closer to the church. In this devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness from creation to new creation. Today is Friday, December 27th, and I am reading John 1, verse 1 through 18 from the HCSB version. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through him, and apart from him, not one thing was created that has been created. Life was in him, and that life was the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, yet the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man named John who was sent from God. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. The true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was created through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. The Word became flesh and took up residence among us. We observed his glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him and exclaimed, "This was the one of whom I said, 'The one coming after me has surpassed me, because he existed before me.' Indeed, we have all received grace after grace from his fullness. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The one and only Son, the one who is at the Father's side, he has revealed him." Thank you for listening along. I will now read my devotion entitled, "The Word Became Flesh." Have you ever had a story you wanted to tell someone, and once you started the story, you realize that it's way more complicated than you originally thought? You realize that they need context for this person being in this place, and they don't even know so-and-so and why they said this or that. That's how I imagine John felt when putting pen to paper about Jesus. I imagine him thinking, how can I possibly take a story that has so much weight and wonder and boil it down to a few paragraphs to be the backdrop to the ministry of Christ? But having grown up in the synagogues, John looked to the scriptures. When John described Jesus as the Word, he shows us that we see Jesus even as early as Genesis. He was there at creation. He is a part of the us in Genesis who made mankind in his image. If we look to the Psalms, we see that they tell us that the law of God is perfect, law being another word for scripture or the Word. By calling Jesus the Word, John reminds us of the prophets like Isaiah, Hosea, Micah, and many others who foretold the coming of our Savior centuries before the angel came to Mary. In only a few verses, John beautifully displays the mystery of the Old Testament revealed through Jesus' birth, life, impending death, and glorious resurrection. He plainly illustrates the vastness of God's love throughout all humanity by emphasizing that Jesus is God. In this season of celebrating Emmanuel, God with us, John helps us remember that God has been there through all time and that he will always be there. Through the Word of God, we can commune with him daily and allow him to be our comfort and provider, our protector and defender, and our rest and retreat. Be encouraged, Christian, because the Creator of the universe and Savior of all humanity loves you deeply and personally. Let him be your guiding light through the gift of Scripture, and lay everything down at the feet of the one who is worthy of all our praise. Will you pray with me? Jesus, draw us near to you, for we depend solely upon you for guidance and wisdom. Remind us that you are with us always. We love you, Lord. Amen.